The plan is to be open for May 6th, with the bar functioning mostly at its appropriate capacity, let's say. So we'll have, you know, a good handful of Bagtown beers back on tap. We'll have a few guest taps. We'll have the to-go fridge sort of fully stocked. There'll be some Bagtown products in there. Lots of new things from around the province. So that's sort of the plan for May 6th. And then the weeks coming after that, we're going to sort of finish up. There's going to be a few sort of new things that we're adding to the drink menu. We'll sort of work on getting fresh batches of beer. We're going to get back in the routine of sort of regularly brewing. So we'll get it fully stocked on all of our products, work on a few new ones. And then we should, have the fridge for to-go products fully stocked by the end of May. And then around the end of May, we'll see what happens in terms of having the kitchen ready to go and maybe doing more of an official grand opening. So, yeah.
Okay, so when you open, you said it's a soft opening. So basically, you're going to be back in business, but the full concept won't quite be ready to go, and you're hoping maybe end of May you'll do that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, as far as like construction and the new tap room and the seating and decor, all that sort of stuff will pretty much be done for May 6th. And it'll be more of the sort of the different types of drinks that we're going to be working on that we want to have on a regular basis. But once we get the construction done, I'll be able to shift my focus back to that. And so we'll work on that over the course of May. And but yeah, there'll be lots of beer and cider and some new non-alcoholic beverages available. We're working with some new suppliers from around New Brunswick. Yeah, so there'll be lots of like good product to come and taste on May 6th.
I mean, there's been some beautiful sunny days so far this spring. And can we expect that the patio outside will be open as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely have the patio tables out. Will they have a nice, crisp, fresh coat of paint on them yet? Probably not. That'll be maybe a week or two later. But the tables will certainly be out. If I wasn't renovating right now, I would have had the tables out like 2 weeks ago. The weather's been turning around quite nicely. So excited to do that as well.
Now, can you, I mean, we do know from, you know, talking to you in the past that you have plans to have a partner in a kitchen here to be working on food,
yes,
to serve sort of, you're not taking on the restaurant side of things, but you've got a partner in lineup. Can you give us any hint as to who that will be or what we can expect?
I could give you maybe a hint on some of the food, you know, what the food might look like. So sort of burgers and tacos, that sort of thing. But the options are really still wide open, so we can see a variety of different things. I'm not quite ready yet to let the cat out of the bag fully, so you'll have to stay tuned.
Okay, and that we can expect for end of May.
Hopefully. Yes, hopefully. Hopefully for the end of May. There'll be hopefully we can do a nice grand opening, because Bagtown's really never done a grand opening ever. So that's something I'm looking forward to doing.
How are you for staff? I know that that's a challenge people have had, just getting enough staff. Will you be sort of the main staff person here for a while, or, you know?
Yeah. It'll still be me doing my hand, you know, my hands will be in just about everything from serving at the bar to brewing, doing all the things I usually do. But I do have, two new summer interns from Mount A that'll be starting, just a few days after we open. They'll be starting on May 8th. And in addition to them, I've also got sort of my two summer interns from last year. They'll be around a little bit this summer, so they're going to be looking to help out. They're expressing interest in wanting to be involved with Bagtown on a continuing basis, so that's great. And then, you know, we'll see how the summer goes, and especially when the kitchen's open and how, you know, the busy times at Bagtown might change. Might be looking to bring on a few more sort of part-time staff. But otherwise, me and the crew of interns, that's what we're looking at.
Is there anything else that people should know?
Come out and see what the new space looks like. We've been putting a lot of hard work into it. It's coming together really nicely, and look forward to, you know, maybe some expanded events in the future. So maybe more trivia nights that are less weather dependent, because we have a nice indoor space now. Maybe a little bit of live music, things like that. So, yeah.
That's Anthony Maddalena, owner and brewmaster at Bagtown Brewery on Main Street in Sackville. May 6th is a big day for local business, as it's also the first day for the Sackville Farmers Market return to its outdoor summer venue at Bill Johnstone Memorial Park. The market runs every Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon.